Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Hello! You're Mrs. Johnson, aren't you? Mrs. Edie Johnson?
Well, yes.
I'm Corby, your cruise director, here to personally welcome you to the Lovebird Suite. You and your husband will not be disappointed.
Actually, I...
900 square feet of living space, soaking tub big enough for a whale. And see that wallpaper? That's real gold threaded into the fabric. You and James are going to Alaska in style. Where's James?
Everyone called him Jimmy, actually, but Jimmy, my husband, passed away 2 months ago.
Oh, dear. Mrs. Johnson, I am so, so sorry.
It went downhill so fast. Alaska was our dream trip. This is just so silly to have 900 square feet just to myself.
Of course it's not silly. You know, we have groups that meet. A widow's group, if
No, thank you. I'll be okay. My husband mapped out a very detailed itinerary for me. Oh my, this is luxurious.
I'll leave you to it. Shout if you need anything at all.
Jamie, how did you know that I was gonna be...
I can see it in that video. My God, Mom. You're on that ship?
It's what Dad would have wanted.
For you to Alaska without him? What are you going to do with yourself?
Got Dad's itinerary. He mapped out all 6 days. Okay, like, in 10 minutes, Scrabble hour in the Zephyr Lounge.
Don't call me moaning when you're lonely and overwhelmed.
Honey, how are you doing? Have you visited the cemetery?
Don't turn this conversation back to me. Anyway, the cemetery's morbid, and so are you for taking this trip.
Oh, Jamie. Jimmy, is this what you really want? If it is... Send me a really good triple letter score. Damn it, where are my glasses? Well, this lounge is the Z something. I guess it's the Zephyr Lounge.
Pale flight or dark flight?
What?
Flights of beer, that's the point of this party.
Oh, when in Rome, I guess. A dark flight. Ooh, the person over there is wearing... leather underwear as their pants.
Do what makes you feel good, sister.
So where are the Scrabble boards?
What now?
Isn't there Scrabble hour here today?
Honey, the only thing we've got going is we're here, we're queer, flights of beer.
Oh! Am I in a gay bar?
Got a problem?
What? Ugh. No!
Go back to your sewing circle, lady.
I'm fine with that. I just thought it was... Excuse me. Oh, God, I... Maybe this was a mistake.
Hey, slow down. Are you okay? I don't mean to pry, but crying on a cruise seems about as wrong as slapping a puppy.
Not crying.
Oh.
Just, something in my eye.
Well, here. Take this. My lucky handkerchief.
Is this Yosemite Sam?
My grandma embroidered it for me when I was a kid. Oh, just seeing his dumb face always chased the tears away.
Thank you.
Dakota was out of line in there, you know.
Dakota?
Yeah, bartender. Real name's Tanner, but he was afraid that was too frat boy for his clientele.
It wasn't Dakota's fault. I'm on this trip alone. And my husband just passed away. And my daughter just yelled at me. Has the boat left port yet? Maybe I can still get off. Or maybe better yet, I can just throw myself overboard.
Please, and miss seeing Alaska? I'm so sorry about your husband.
You know, I still talk to him, like he's right next to me giving advice.
To come on this trip by yourself after such a terrible thing, and you are brave. Look, if it makes you feel any better, I've had some big time issues with my kids, too.
You have kids?
A boy and a girl. We had our ups and downs. They barely spoke to me after my big change.
Big change?
Mrs. Johnson, so nice to see you out and about. Have you met our ship's captain, Captain Carl?
Oh, no. Hello, sir.
Nice to meet my guests, as always.
Who's steering the boat?
Not naming any names, but someone might have convinced our Luddite of a captain to finally use cruise control.
And someone still isn't a fan of computers driving a giant ocean liner.
I feel like we just interrupted an argument.
Well, rumor has it that these two are dating.
Oh.
Talk about opposites attract, I know, right?
Oh, kind of reminds me of me and my Jimmy. Anyway, what was I saying?
Your daughter, I think?
Oh, she barely speaks to me except to yell. Not sure what I've done. Oh, but you don't want to hear about my problems.
Oh, are you looking for Scrabble? That's in the Zephyr Lounge. We're at the Zenith Lounge.
The Zephyr? I should never try to read signs without proper eyewear.
I'd be willing to play with you if you want.
Scrabble? Really?
I don't want to be a humble brag or anything, but I won a Scrabble tournament in sixth grade. I know all the two-letter words.
So do I. I'd love to. I'm Edie.
And I'm Renata. Now, come on, let's go get our Scrabble on.
Better watch out. Ask Jimmy to send good tiles.
You two used to play Scrabble a lot?
It was one of our favorite activities. I made a point to make our marriage a priority, even after children. Sometimes I wonder if that's why my daughter's mad at me. Oh, Bunko? Jealous. I always have trouble using the C.
When you got it, flaunt it. So your daughter's giving you a hard time, huh?
Chewed me out just before I met you, telling me I was going to be lonely and overwhelmed on this trip. Don't know why she's taking things out on me.
Well, maybe she's angry at the universe.
When Jimmy was sick, she barely came around, kept saying she was too busy with work. Certainly didn't seem to care then.
Or maybe she wasn't strong enough to face what happened.
Oh, B-E-E-H-I-V-E, beehive. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. So, you really don't mind cruising alone?
You know, at first I really tried to get my kids to come. It was after my marriage fell apart, but back then they didn't want to get within 10 feet of me.
And now?
Gotten used to it, but then again, I miss the company.
That's what I worry about. Being so alone. But actually, I meant your kids. Have they eased up?
Time heals all wounds, you know?
Time.
Let's see. A-X-I-O-M-S.
What?
Axioms.
Oh my god,
sorry,
unbelievable.
Edie, but you left beehive way too open for a triple word.
That's like a zillion points.
Look at the tiles.
4, 10, 20. Oh my god. Sorry about what you've gone through with your kids.
Water under the bridge. I'm truly sorry about your daughter. She thinks you won't have any fun on this little trip, huh? Well, let's prove her wrong. I'll make sure of it.
Would you?
It's refreshing to meet someone my own age and someone who isn't wearing pleather hot pants.
Oh my God, you saw the entire crew. Okay, let's see. Oh, mingling. Is that, that's seven letters, right? I didn't mean an E on the end of that.
Bingo!
Just before that. Oh my God, I guess Jimmy likes where I'm at after all. Okay, a toast to new beginnings.
To new beginnings! You know, that's how I toasted to after my marriage ended, too.
Between you and me and the wall, your husband was crazy to let you go.
Oh, Edie, it was my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, as I told that snarky bartender, I don't judge.
And I wasn't in a same-sex marriage either. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Are you?
Hey, everybody, come upstairs. There's a whale.
Renata, this is amazing! Have you ever seen a whale before?
No, I'm a total whale virgin. Oh, Lordy.
I think I might need your hanky again. I'm tearing up.
Oh.
Can I just hold your hand? I feel so emotional.
Of course.
I feel like Jimmy sent this.
Even that cruise director and the captain are mesmerized. And look, they're kissing.
Captain Dips are just like they're about to dance.
Oh.
Okay, I've climbed off my emotional roller coaster. We don't have to hold hands anymore.
Well, who said I wanted to stop?
Renata, what were you starting to say before? You're trans, right?
Yeah. I'm not always the best at explaining it, though.
Is that why your children were so upset with you?
Yeah, sadly so.
But they're adults. It's 2021.
I know. I wanted them to just get it, like a finger snap. But it's gotten better. I show them that I'm still the same good parent they've always known.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's, you know, adventurous and present and helps those in need.
Oh, in need, huh? So that's why you gave me your hanky? You thought I was in need?
Well, Edie, you were sobbing. You were sobbing so loud, I was afraid it would startle the fish. And, well, maybe I thought you were cute.
You're not so bad yourself. I've never told anyone this before, but Jimmy and I, before we had kids, we used to dress in each other's clothes.
Really?
I wore his suits, and he wore my dresses. Listen, I know it's different from what you've gone through, but...
No, it's great. It's exploring a side of yourself, and I can definitely get behind that.
My daughter's eyeballs would pop out of her head if she knew about her old boring mother.
You are not boring at all, or old. Listen, I know we've just met, but after Alaska, I'm going on to Europe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Europe.
3 weeks cruising through France, Italy, Belgium, and...
That's amazing.
Well, I'm wondering, would you want to come with me?
Wait, to Europe?
I think we could have a lot of fun together.
I don't know.
How dare you assume that? You know what, Carl?
Am I wrong?
We're done.
Uh-oh. Trouble on the poop deck.
Oh. They were such a cute couple.
Edie, are you okay?
I just miss him so much, Renata. I can't stop thinking about him. I say I'm strong, but deep down, I am so scared. I should go. Stop wasting your time.
No, Edie, wait.
Morning, Queen Beatrice guests. She'll be arriving in Alaska in a few hours, and sorry about the rough sailing last night. Someone on the captain's brigade must have been navigating without GPS.
Oh, dear. Jamie, hello.
Hey, Mom. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Knew it. You're having no fun.
I wouldn't say that, but I'm here now. Have to make the best of it. And I'm going to do Dad's itinerary. Looks like today, once we dock in Alaska, I'll be visiting a fish cannery. Oh, that is so your dad.
Mom, sorry I lashed out at you yesterday. Know this is hard for you too, and it probably is good you're on the cruise. Life goes on, I mean... It totally sucks, but it goes on.
It does suck. But also, I think your dad would want us to enjoy ourselves. Remember what he used to do to get you out of a bad mood?
Break dance?
Come on.
He did the Macarena in front of my friends that one time. Just about died. I miss him so much.
I do too. But a really smart person told me that time will help.
While I'm waiting for it to help.
Well, maybe get your mind off it. Take a dance class?
Yeah, maybe.
I remember that once you started dancing with Dad, it really lifted your spirits.
So you're going to make the best out of it on the cruise?
Yeah, which might mean actually not going to that fish cannery.
You do you, Mom. I'll be here, and I love you.
I love you, too. You do you.
Another round, Renata?
Nah. News flash. Your beer tastes like the bottom of a trash can.
Oh, you wouldn't catch me drinking this swill. Ugh, Miss Sewing Circle is back.
Edie?
Think you're in the wrong place again, honey.
Oh, actually, Dakota, if that's even your real name, this is exactly where I'm meant to be. I want to do it, Renata. If you'll still have me, I want to go to Europe with you.
Yes!
Life goes on, and I'll probably never get to do it again. And why not?
Woo!
Let's do it, Renata. Let's go to Europe.
I was hoping you'd change your mind. But, Edie, you're forgetting one thing.
What?
Right now, we're on a boat to Alaska. Let's get your dream trip going. That okay with you, Jimmy?
Hey, guys, it's another whale.
Sounds like Jimmy's on board.
From Vogue, The Run-Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.